And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we are getting all geared up for this Friday and our very special Christmas Waterfire lighting. We've got a festival of trees. We're asking people to come down. Please bring unwrapped toys for the Providence Rescue Mission. The Providence Rescue Mission will also be on site. They need donations because Christmas for them is not just one day. It's something that happens 365 days a year as they are helping people and moving things along. But for anyone who hasn't heard, now as we move into our second half of this show, we thought the Christmas fire was going to be the last fire. At least in the beginning of December, I thought the Christmas fire was going to be the last water fire of the season. But that, you know, that turned around and changed when we got an incredible call from Steve Horahan and then my guest who I've got in studio with me right now, Eric Hyers, who is the campaign manager for Gina Raimondo. Hello, Eric.
How are you? Good to be here.
I'm doing great. You know, we got a call and the call said we'd like to do, or Gina would like to do, and the legislation would like to do something for the community as we kick off the inauguration on January 6th. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a water fire.
Yes, we are. It's going to be great.
Awesome, Eric. Well, so, you know, I have to ask you because, again, you were one of the spearheads of this whole thing. Why? Why water fire?
This, we felt that a water fire fit in really, really nicely with the overall theme of the inaugural celebration, which is going to be Make It in Rhode Island. And I think about, you know, the governor-elect and her husband, Andy, really wanted to invite an inauguration in a way that they could invite all Rhode Islanders to join in to the celebration. And there's, you know, a lot of work ahead, but we have everything we need for a comeback. And that's what she ran on the entire campaign. You know, this state, Rhode Island, is ready for a comeback. And the inaugural activities, you know, water fire, there's also going to be an open house at the State House and a family ice skate. They're all designed to draw attention to the great things already happening in our state and to the fact that we can, you know, we can build on these things to turn our economy around. And we have everything we need right here for that comeback. And, you know, everyone, you know, what she wants to do is build an economy where everyone can, in fact, make it in Rhode Island. And we thought water fire was a great way to showcase that.
Well, you know, we're so glad that you reached out to us because I got to tell you, I think you're right. I mean, I was just talking to these two beautiful women, one who's a pastor now and a reverend who just moved to Rhode Island. And, you know, they call us little Rhodey, but we've got a lot of big things happening.
Yeah.
Here in Rhode Island, and there's
an exciting time for the state. It really is.
Yeah, and there's so much potential, and so many incredible things happening. So, I know on January 6th we are, you know, one thing I want to make very clear to everybody out there is, and this is what I thought was really awesome. There's a lot of just private donors that have given money to make this happen. So this isn't coming out of a state budget or anything else. This water fire is being supported by private donors. And it's, again, as Eric, as you just said, it's open to the public. But it's for Gina,
totally,
but it's also
the
for the other, it's for our lieutenant governor.
Yeah,
and
all the general officers. So it's going to be a really cool event that evening after she's, you know, she and the others are sworn in and the water fire is going to start at 6. Each of the general officers are going to have a restaurant downtown where they're hosting a public open to everybody party. So there will be 5 parties all around the water there. The public is invited, encouraged to attend, and it's going to be a really, really cool night.
Yeah, I know that we were doing a ring of fire, which is one of our favorite things to do.
I'm excited for that.
We'll have a lot of people there, and I know that Barnaby and my team are back there. Barnaby is not here. He's usually my co-host, but he's busy dreaming up things for the inauguration fire and getting ready for the Christmas fire.
I think there will be some exciting things.
I think we're going to see some surprises that we haven't seen in a while at water fire. And again, I know that Barnaby's been kind of sitting on that and putting it together. But so tell me a little bit about yourself, Eric.
I've been in Rhode Island now since 2012 and moved here in 2010 to do David Cicilline's first campaign. And I love the state. It's a really cool place.
Favorite thing about Rhode Island?
The food, man. The food is excellent.
Favorite restaurant?
Oof.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really hard. I'm a Mills Tavern guy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know Heather Mitchell? She's the general manager there?
No, I don't know.
She's awesome. And I love Mills Tavern, too. We've been going there, my husband and I, since since it opened up. But yeah, you know, there's so much that is happening. And so being a campaign manager, there must be something, I would imagine, like all of us who, I work for WaterFire because I believe in what we do. Mm-hmm. So you must have joined the campaign with Gina because you believed in her, what she was putting forward. What is it?
Yeah, I fell in love with this state, you know, in 2010 and 2012, and it was just so clear. And I think a lot of folks felt the same way. The state just needed a shot in the arm that, you know, that we could be doing so much better than we were. And when I really got to know her, it was very, very clear that she is the one person who I think has the strength and experience and ability to turn the state around, to really do exactly what you said, be the jobs governor. And lead the comeback of this great state. And I think that's what she's starting to do. That's what she's going to do. And it was very clear to me after, you know, seeing her, you know, throughout 2010 and 2012, that she had everything that was necessary to be just the best governor in the state's history. And I think that's what you're going to see.
I think it's awesome. And so, so when we put that together with WaterFire, and mm-hmm. we've got all of our general officers coming together,
yeah.
and it's, you know, I've said this before, but we hit the holiday season, right? And we're in December, and we hit the end of it, and everybody starts rethinking their life because the new year's coming. You think of new resolutions, the ways you want to change, things that you want to see moving. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of having the WaterFire on the 6th, which you said it's going to start at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. What time does the inauguration actually start up at the State House?
That's at noon.
Okay.
Ceremony takes a while. Then you have a receiving line. So the whole day is going to work out quite nicely. The parties will probably start at 5:30. Folks can get down, see the lighting of the fire at 6, and the parties will probably go for a while. And we just, you know, again, we think WaterFire's it's an example of the unique and exciting activities that the state has to offer, and it's going to be a really fun way for everyone to participate in the inauguration and meet the new governor after the official ceremony. And what better way to highlight, you know, some of the best of Rhode Island than this, which I believe is only done in Rhode Island. Like, you can't, you know, the WaterFire is very quite literally made in Rhode Island and nowhere else. So
well,
this is a cool
this
thing.
This is the mothership. We'll say that we are the grandma. We where it started. We're actually going into our 20th year. Can you believe that? New Year's Eve is going to be our 20th. Anniversary. Oh. First WaterFire happened on New Year's Eve in 1994, which is kind of crazy if you think about that longevity and being able to do something for that long.
I think it's something that everyone remembers their first WaterFire. It's a really cool thing. Yeah.
And you know, and then again, what you were saying was then on the Saturday. So mm-hmm. Tuesday there's the WaterFire, but on Saturday, I really love this about what Gina's doing and Andy's doing, her husband, and really what our state's doing. But Saturday, huge celebration.
Yeah.
So what is it
so
again?
The idea was, you know, the only problem with Tuesday is it is a work day. It is a work day, and also kids are in school. What they wanted to do is, you know, to draw attention to the fact that it is the people's house. The governor-elect and her husband, Andy, wanted to welcome all Rhode Islanders, regardless if you have a day job, if you're kids and you're in school. All Rhode Islanders are welcome to the State House on the Saturday following the official inauguration. So it's going to be Saturday, January 10th. And while there's so much work to be done together, you know, we can bring about a Rhode Island renewal. So the open house at the State House is going to feature fantastic local restaurants, food and beverage producers, also a big handful of some of our most talented performers and groups are going
and
to perform
anybody's
for free.
Welcome?
The public is welcome. We are the only thing we ask, folks are encouraged to bring a canned good or two for the Rhode Island Food Bank. That is
very
literally
nice.
the suggested donation, really, but yeah, it's completely free, completely open to the public, and we want folks to, you know, come in, have a chance to meet the new governor, sample some really tasty food from great local restaurants, enjoy great performances from a, you know, really cool variety of local groups, and just explore the really beautiful State House. I'll tell you, I've worked, you know, politics in a handful of states and seen a lot of State Houses. This is hands down the most beautiful just cool, the State House.
And then everyone's going down to the skating rink afterwards?
And then there is, yes. And then from 2 to 3 p.m., we're going to put on a family skate. Again, totally free, totally open to the public.
That's
families
awesome.
Are encouraged to bring their kids, come on down. Even if you don't have skates, skates will be available from 2 to 3.
Are skates free as well?
The skates are free as well. Everything is completely free, yeah. And again, totally, funded by donations, not a cost to the taxpayer at all. So this is going to be a really cool Tuesday and a really cool Saturday. So I hope at some point everybody can experience some piece of the inaugural celebration.
Well, I mean, we're a big community.
We're going to have free cider and donuts as well at the open skate. So.
Free cider and donuts at the open skate. All right, well, you might have to have the ambulance ready if I put on any skates, because
that could be scary.
Yeah. But Eric, thank you so much,
and I am
so excited, and it's been a joy working with you.
Thanks for allowing us to do this. This is terrific. It's
a lot of fun. We're going to have a fun time, aren't we?
Right, yeah.
All right, everyone, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And remember, January 6th, it's a Tuesday. It's a waterfire. Let's kick in the new year with our new governor and general officers just in the right way. And on the weekend, let's go skating. Well, we'll check out the State House first and eat some good food and then go skating. Bye.